Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Health Services Director, Jotham Arbor.
All right, Jotham, so as the summer months are moving in, things are starting to heat up. A lot of people are going to spend some more time outside. Is there any specific sunblock strength that they should be using?
Yeah, so as far as a sunblock setting, we want to get anything over SPF 15. And you'll find that on the side of your sunblock, your sunscreen. For children, you'll find that those numbers go up. You have SPF 50 and SPF 100. And really all that those SPF numbers are there for is to show us how much of the UV light that we're blocking. Because we want to make sure that as that sun's beaming down on us and we're getting that vitamin D, which we really want, that we're not getting all of the ultraviolet radiation into our skins that can cause skin cancer. And so it's really important to make sure that we're appropriately applying. Now, if you have had skin cancer before, obviously you're going to want to follow your doctor's recommendations on what level of sunblock you want. Some doctors are going to want you to go all the way up to 100 for that, but that 15 and above is good for regular, and then children, like I said, they're going to be a little higher, so 50 and above. So anything in that range is good. Sunscreen is very important, and it's also very important to make sure that when we're outside and we're sweating, or we're outside in the pool and we've applied that sunscreen, that we remember that that sweating and the pool, the water, that activity can cause that sunblock to kind of roll off. And so making sure that we're reapplying throughout the day is really important as well.
All right. And as you mentioned, there's kind of a range there that you want to work with, that 15 to 100. Anything outside of that kind of either isn't going to work or is ridiculous if you're going on the higher end of it?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, when you get to SPF 100 and above, I mean, at that point, you might as well be wearing long sleeve shirt to get to that point, because that's really what it's doing there. And anything below that SPF 15, you run the risk of, and honestly, in our area, I don't know that you find a lot of places that carry any lower than that, but you know, you start to decrease the ability of that sunblock to do its job. So anything below that is probably not going to be good for you. And anything above that, you might as well be wearing a long shirt.
All right. And as the days continue to get longer and the outside air continues to heat up, what are some safety tips for people when they're going to be outside in that heat?
Yeah, so extreme heat can be very dangerous for everyone. And the longer you stay outside and the hotter it is outside, the higher a chance you have of becoming heat exhausted or heat stroked. So a couple of really important tips. One, we want to make sure that we're staying cool when it's hot. You know, we understand that going outside, we're going to put that sunscreen on, but that sunscreen doesn't prevent our bodies from becoming dehydrated or overheated. So we need to make sure that we're staying cool and we're listening to our bodies when we're out there. We want to make sure that we're staying hydrated, so drinking lots of water. Drinking water is the number one thing besides wearing sunscreen that we would recommend to anybody who's going to be outside for long periods of time. And you want to make sure that you're choosing your drinks. I suggest water, but you can have Gatorades. I would just really recommend to folks that they stay away from anything that's sugary. And especially when it's really hot outside, be very careful with drinking alcohol. As your body begins to heat up and you drink alcohol, it can really cause you to go into heat stroke and heat exhaustion a lot faster. So drinking that water or the unsweetened stuff instead of the sweetened stuff is really important. And then just really making sure that you're listening to your body and knowing the signs of becoming heat exhausted and eventually heat stroke. So anyone that begins to feel confused, if they have hot, dry sweating or very high body temperatures, those are some signs of heat stroke, especially folks that are older, high blood pressure. You can really find those folks become heat stroked a lot faster. Heat exhaustion, which is the next level down, headaches, nausea, dizziness, weakness, those kind of things. Heavy sweating, elevated body temperature, you feel hot to the touch. Those are signs that we might need to get into cool areas and get cooled off so that we don't get to a point where we're becoming unconscious or our bodies are starting to shut down because we become too hot. So really making sure that we're staying hydrated, staying cool, wearing the sunscreen, those are very important things as we're outside in the heat.
All right. And then you mentioned some of those heat-related illnesses there just a second ago. What are some of the ways that people can come down with those? And then you talked about a few ways to try and get out of those situations. What are some of the best remedies to fight those conditions?
Yeah, absolutely. So anytime we're outside in the heat and our body temperature rises above 106 degrees and really anything above 102, 103, we start to talk about fever related. That can happen very quickly when you're outside in 93, 95 degree weather heat, especially when it's humid. Our body temperatures will rise. And as that happens, like I said, a lot of times you're going to start to, in the heat exhaustion phase, because there's two, you become heat exhausted as your body gets too hot for it to handle. You start to have the headache, nausea, dizziness, those kind of things, heavy sweating. You're getting into a point where your body is going to start responding to that excessive loss of water and salts that you have through that excessive sweating. And that's going to cause you to have some symptoms there. Once you are out too long after that, you're going to start getting into the confusion and potential loss of consciousness, that hot, dry skin or profuse sweating. You would expect that you'd be sweating, but you're not sweating. Those are really scary parts of symptoms to be at when you're out in the heat. Once you reach those points, it's really important, especially if you started to get confused, if someone loses consciousness, or you've gotten to a point where you should be sweating but aren't, that you're seeking medical attention. You're going to want to cool yourself down in all situations where you're becoming overheated if you're starting to experience those symptoms. So you're going to want to put someone in a shade. You're going to want to make sure that you're removing any excess clothing that you can to help them cool down. Make sure that you're giving them lots of liquids, or you're drinking lots of liquids, and that you're taking some time to cool down. Maybe a cold compress, you know, a cool cloth that you're wiping their neck and your face, just to kind of cool that body down. You got to get that core temperature down. Once you get into a heat exhaustion situation, you're calling an ambulance, or you're taking someone to the hospital or to a clinic, you're really going to need to make sure that you're cooling them quickly. And so a lot of times you'll see with cold water or ice, you'll get their skin wet and placing those cold cloths on them, soaking them, getting that core temperature down, and then circulating the air to make sure that you're allowing the body to cool down. Those are all really important things. If you've gone into a point or you are with someone that has become confused, lost consciousness, and they are now on the ground and you're trying to help them, something to remember that when you place those cold, wet cloths or ice packs, making sure that you're getting it around their head, their neck, the armpit and groins, kind of those key points where our bodies absorb and they allow heat to flow out. Those are really important key tips there. So yeah, absolutely. We want to watch for those signs and symptoms, address them before they become an issue so that we don't move from heat exhaustion to heat stroke. But also, if we can make sure that we're allowing our bodies to speak to us, that when we do start to feel like, ooh, this is a little hot, we need to take those breaks and get into those cool areas. Sometimes, key tip for parents, kids have a really hard time of letting you know that their bodies are getting to that point because they're having so much fun outside. They're running. They're getting heated. If your child's face is turning red or their arms are turning red, and it's not just sunburn, but you can noticeably red, especially in fair-skinned children, this is a lot easier. That's the time to go ahead and say, hey, let's get you out of the sun. Let's take a little break. Every hour or so, taking a break is not a bad idea. And then, like we talked about, making sure we're staying hydrated. Kids especially, you need to make sure that they're taking those water breaks and drinking the water throughout the day if they're going to be outside, applying the sunscreen. Doing all of those things is going to make sure that you have fun, that they have fun, and that we have people that have fun instead of ending up in heat-related illnesses.
All right. Thank you very much, Jotham.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.